December 12th, 2022, 12:57 hours. Word green here. I pretty well got the ash wood in a state where I want to show, I want to just take stock here of what we have. So, the problem with this, these phone cams, is that they don't have a wide enough angle lens. I want to be able to show these things. So you see the slab that's standing up, and then I have three lying on the ground. I've flipped the bottom one up now so we can see what it looks like. That was the side that was showing already, actually, I think. But I've seen the other side of it. That one in the front on the bottom, lying on the floor, the one in the front there that's lying on the floor is a beautiful piece of wood. It's just, it's not uniformly thick. I'll try and show you that. But you see, and it's not uniformly wide in the height off the floor there. But there's more to show you here, like a lot more. So when we look down, we should be able to see the edges of them. Yeah. So the one that's closest to me, you can see the thickness of it. It gets thinner. In the middle here, it's getting thinner. Right, you know, this one right here. It gets thinner here. I'm standing on a lot of junk, a lot of garbage on the floor here. But that's just, I'm going to clear that away as soon as I can here. I just flipped this slab. That's why there's so much stuff on the floor. Because it was all underneath, a lot of it was underneath and or on top of the slab. So now this piece here, you can see how it looks, I think, as we go down. The length of it, I'm going to have to change my position so I can see. Yeah, right. Yeah, you can see it's got a fairly uniform thickness as we go down. Like, it's good. It's an amazing piece of wood. Yeah, it's actually more uniform than it looks. If you get in here, you can see, look how uniform that is in thickness. This is one of my best slabs. And it's the one that is not the best as far as being rectangular, right? But it's because it has this, you know, this chain. I just want to get this stuff out of my way. Okay, it's so frustrating when I'm tired. I'm tired after some days of work here. But there you see, that doesn't have as wide an end on it as it has going that way. You know, it gets wider. But it's still a beautiful piece of wood. It does have a crack, right here. This crack here, that's the one that's not. That's about the worst one that it has. It's the worst thing about it, and that's not as bad as the other ones have. Like, obviously, see, this one has a much worse crack in it. This is the one. The one behind and the one in front. The one behind has this bigger crack. You know, it goes, it extends further. Everything about it is worse. The crack is worse, you know, so it's, but it's a much thicker slab, much thicker. So it's, I mean, that one behind is a much thicker slab. It's a lot heavier, but it's a lot thicker. And the one behind it is, well, maybe I can show you again here. The one behind, so this one's a lot thicker. Sort of 2 inches plus. And then you have this one again, thinner, but probably thicker than this front one. So we have several possibilities for slabs, and that's excellent to be in that position where we have these excellent slabs of wood. I mean, They're just rare, right? So, and you know, it grew in my backyard, but that's another slab from the same tree. And then I have these pieces on the floor. They're just kind of like scraps. The ones that are sitting right here, they're just almost like scraps, but they could be usable either for firewood or trim or whatever. You know, obviously they're usable for firewood. All of it's usable for firewood. But then there's this piece. That's one of the most uneven pieces of all that I cut. It's just the trim, the excess. But on the bottom, if you look at it, it's thick on the bottom. It's heavy on the bottom. This just has a very thin center section here. It's very thin in the middle. So that makes it usable only for a specific type of design idea where you want the thing to be flexible in the middle for some reason, in order to absorb the, that thin part could be attached to another piece of wood. The whole thing could be attached to another piece of wood, and it could have more flex in the middle if that's what's necessary to make the design strong, right? So the thing is when designing something, it's partly it's taking the time like I'm doing now. A big part of it is taking the time like I'm doing now to assess what's available and not rush forward with any plan and not trying to force the wood to do what it doesn't want to do. This is a mess on the floor. I have to apologize about the mess. But the thing is, I'll tell you the other technique I developed for burning wood. I've got the sawdust. I've got the shavings. Not sawdust, but shavings. Some of it's dust and some of it's shavings. A lot of shavings. I have a giant garbage bag. Like it's bigger than the biggest garbage bag that you use for a home. Like it's a shop bag, but it's for, it's a garbage for a workshop, right? And it's a garbage bag for a workshop, but it's much larger than the largest household garbage bag. And I filled it up with wood shavings the other day, very quickly. And so I'm going to do that again very quickly, I think. And you can see the pile over there, right there. Right, that pile coming out of the jointer, the pile of shavings, it comes out of the jointer when I'm jointing the wood. It comes out very quickly, and I have to keep vacuuming it up, and then I dumped the vacuum twice already, this shop vac. But my new technique for how to deal with the shavings, I mean, that's not a, did I say new? No, that's just an old shop vac. But my new technique for dealing with shavings is to burn them. But it's excellent because it's fantastic, the best kindling you could ever have. It's the best kindling there is. Is saw shavings or planer shavings or, you know, sawdust would work really well too. But it's just that sawdust is so dangerous. So, I mean, it's dangerous to breathe it. You don't want to breathe it. But what I've got is I have this, you see the wood stove over here in the distance? The wood stove right there, that aluminum pipe goes up to blow the air from the heat, from the air around the wood stove. It gets blown, it gets sucked up this pipe, up that duct to my upstairs. And it's warmer on the wood stove. But the problem is when I'm putting that pipe, it protrudes on the front, past the front of the wood stove. So any smoke that leaks out of the wood stove door when I'm opening it, goes up that pipe and it gets pumped up into my upstairs, the smoke. So we don't want smoke in your upstairs. You don't want smoke. So I just got an idea. I'll put some aluminum foil. I do it already. I put aluminum foil on the underside of that duct, and that the vacuum strength of the strength of the fan, the vacuum created by the fan upstairs that draws the air, it pulls the aluminum foil against the bottom of the duct and seals it off, and then I can put my wood shavings or anything, any wood that I put in then that creates smoke in the wood stove. I can put the wood shavings in the wood stove. I can put anything in there, And if there's any smoke that leaks out, because sometimes it does, it doesn't go upstairs. So that's my new idea. I just got that idea. I couldn't think of anything I could use until I remembered aluminum foil. That's the obvious solution. You don't need to wrap it around. You just need to it's just a flat piece of aluminum foil. It gets pulled up by the vacuum created by the fan. It's held in place while you're working, as long as the fan's turned on. If it's not turned on, you don't have to worry about it anyway, because it won't draw any air. But when the fan's on, you use the aluminum foil to seal it up when you're using I do, because most people don't have an arrangement like this. But if you did install a duct like I have there, you could do that. You could use that method. But anyway, the last thing I want to show you here is the stock of all these pieces of ash. I've piled them all up here. So I want to take stock of all these different pieces of wood. This is a very cracked one. Got a crack in the top. Got a crack down here. It's a seriously cracked one. Maybe I can make a smaller piece out of it. Yeah, I think I can. Yeah, I definitely can. This can be a smaller width piece that goes, because the crack's at the bottom there. It doesn't go all the way across. See, it stops and then it goes. Well, it ends up coming across at the bottom there, but up at the top, there's another crack. The very top. There's something that a lot of this wood is so close, and it's so close to being usable, you know? So close to being, I mean, not just usable, ideal. It's so close to being ideal. So what I do is I need to look at it. I need to look at it and get a feel for it. Get a feel for what sorts of shapes can be gotten from it. And all of it, I mean, look at all the pieces on the floor here. See all these on the floor? There's, you know, a lot of different, that's a really heavy one at the bottom here. Very heavy and very solid. But it gets thinner up in the same piece. It's very much thinner in the middle of it. It's just heavy at the bottom. Much thinner in the middle, and then it goes thicker at the top again. But I want to turn this off now. But just before I go, I want to show you the angle here. See all these pieces? These all came from the same tree, and they all came from the slabs that we were looking at. Most of the slabs, they were the shorter slabs I used for this. I had some 6-foot slabs, and I used most of this is from the 6-foot slabs. So, I mean, it's going to be looked at in much more detail, but I need to look at my installation, how I want to make the wall, if I'm building a wall from it. Whatever I'm building, but this is the piece that had the cracks in it they're so serious. Serious cracks that it can't be dimensioned until the cracks are glued or somehow, you know, closed up, because or it has to be cut into something smaller, whatever, because those cracks prevent it from being an accurate size. So this is Ward Green, December 12th, 2022. That's the state of ash, but there's the ash tree that was harvested a couple of years ago, and then a few years ago. Then there's still one more slab up in the crib there, too, that I showed you before. It's about an inch thick or an inch and a half. So, and it's a shorter one, something like 7 feet. I have 2 7-foot slabs. I've got the 3 9-foot slabs here on the floor. Right there, right? So I've caught my wire on it. That's the problem with having things on the floor. You can't drag wires around, right? It's just one of the big problems. Yeah, there they are. I wanted to do the camera work decently. They're 9 foot long, these three on the floor here. There's three, one behind the other. And I have the 2 7-foot ones, one in the crib and one here, standing against the wall here. And then I have, what else? Is that all the slabs? Oh, yeah, there's another thing to show you. I wanted to put it in his 2 foot. I was wrong about this wood over here. I was wrong when I said that it was light wood that came from the stump. It's very heavy wood, very good wood. All that way and behind there. There's actually two rows, another row behind that one. Right there, that wood there, and there's a row behind it that's not stacked as high. That's about 2 feet long, or a little more maybe. 2 foot long by, some of them are 4 inches thick maybe, something like that, but between 2 and 4 inches thick. And, you know, eight or 10 inches or something wide. 2 foot long. All of that wood in there, and with this, the ones behind are a little smaller than the ones in front. The ones in front are wider, or, yeah. They tend to be wider, and, sorry. The ones in front here that we're seeing, that stack of wood, they tend to be wider in the back, in the front there, than the ones in the back. But they're just, and there's more of it. They're thicker too. Those are the thicker ones. But that's really heavy ash. It's like it's as heavy as maple or oak, which is 44 pounds per cubic foot. Very heavy and very, very strong wood. Very, very great wood. And that wood is in pretty good shape. There's not a lot of cracks in that, from what I can see. That was the stump that I cut down later. So before I destroy my power cord here, I'll sign off. Ward Green, December 12th, 2022. 13, 14 hours. So Ward Green out.